Welcome back. For all those hard workers out there that are considering a job change in the professional space, I invite you to call the good folks at my office at SNI Companies right here in Jacksonville. SNI Companies is a proud member of GEE Group, a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. Our ticker symbol is JOB. Pretty easy job. SNI Companies is comprised of several specialized staffing divisions. We have staffing now that places administrative and clerical professionals on a temporary and temp-to-perm basis. Accounting now that places accounting and finance professionals on a temporary and temp-to-perm basis as well. SNI Technology that places technology talent of all types on a contract-to-hire, and direct-hire basis. SNI Banking places banking professionals in legal now that places all legal talent. The divisions are mainly staffed by people with similar backgrounds, meaning people with similar backgrounds as the candidates they place. And what I mean by that is we have techies that place techies, accountants that place accountants, and legal folks that place legal folks. So they speak your language. And some may ask, why do you have all these specialized divisions, Pete? Well, the reason why is if you do the same thing over and over every day, you become an expert at it. We swim in very narrow channels, and we're experts at what we do. We're not generalist staffing providers, meaning, you know, we're not placing a nurse one day and then light industrial the next and then dabbling in technology. We're only in technology, and we're experts at it, or we're only in accounting. And we're experts at that. So you call our specialists at 904-713-2550. Make sure you say, Pete, the job guy sent you. I'd also like you to send your resume to me by email. My email address is pete@petethejobguy.com. In the subject line of your email, please write what type of job you're looking for. You can simply write accounting, technology, clerical, etc. And I'll make sure it gets into the correct hands. And remember, I'm going to be giving people live job opportunities on the air with me, Pete, the job guy. And these are from destination employers right here in Jacksonville. If you send your resume to me, one lucky listener every week is going to get a job offer live on the air with me. So make sure you get them to Pete@petethejobguy.com. Our next guest is Brandy Kirby. Brandy is Regional Vice President with SNI Companies, running all business operations for branch offices in Jacksonville, Orlando, and the Tampa St. Pete area. She knows firsthand the ordeals and challenges facing working parents, and more specifically, working moms. Brandy, I know the landscape has changed drastically over the years. Back in the day, dad went to work, mom stayed home to run the household, take care of the kids. How has that changed today?
So women make up about 46% of today's workforce.
Yeah, about half.
And out of that population, 70% of those women are actually working moms with children under 18 at home.
Mm-hmm. You're a working mom yourself. What's your experience as a working mom?
Being a working mom is like having two full-time jobs with no days off, and failure is not an option. So it's a challenge.
Right. You get pulled in a lot of directions. You know, it's tough. And not to get too personal, but is your household also a dual income household where dad works as well?
Yes. So my husband and I both work.
Oh, boy. What advice would you give working moms, or even let's even back it up, moms that are expecting, that are working, let's talk about that. What kind of advice do you give those folks?
Yeah, well, I was a perfect parent until I had children and realized how difficult it was. So I think the first advice that I would offer is to give up on perfection. It's and the guilt of not being able to achieve it, because it's really an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, so what are some of the challenges? Let's just get right into it. What are some of the challenges?
It's time management is a huge challenge for working moms. We're pulled, as you mentioned, in many different directions, and so we have to find ways to be able to achieve more with less time, because we're not home with our children all day, and we also have the responsibilities of work to manage. And so I think that for me, and I think another thing I would add is it's going to be very different for each person. You have to figure out what works for your individual family, and then you also have to consider what type of flexibility that you might need from an employer if you're going to be a working mom, and make sure that you have a good balance there. So for me, like some of the things that I've done, Amazon delivers everything to my house, from dry goods, groceries. I use a delivery service. And so when I'm not shopping at the store, spending that time, I can be home with my children, or I can stay to get an extra little bit of work time in. And so I think it's finding the things that you can outsource, that you can cut out, and letting go of some of the expectation. I don't care where the food comes from. I just care that it's in my house when my children need it.
Okay. So we plan meals, you know, whether they can deliver or, like you said, where it comes from doesn't matter. Not everybody might be able to afford a delivery service. Maybe they have helpers and other folks, but that part, what happens when you're so planned out and then a crisis happens? You know, a child is sick or something happens. Is it your burden? Do you share the burden? Do you plan ahead for crisis management?
Well, the first move in that situation would be to call my mom. And so I think, building a community that's helping with raising your family. So that might be neighbors, friends, the other parent in the scenario. But I would say you can't be a successful professional if you don't feel like a successful mom. And so sometimes the answer is the report has to wait and you have to come to the rescue.
As a prospective employer, you're one. I mean, you employ a lot of people. You're a manager. What do employers need to know about employing working moms?
Flexibility is the number one driver to attract and retain that population. If a working mom is faced with a decision between doing what's in the best interest of their family and achieving their goals at work, the family's going to win 100% of the time eventually. And so I think coming up with collaborative and creative ways of accommodating that season of life where the working mom, like flexible hours maybe, if this person has to drop off kids in the morning, maybe they can work 9 to 6. Or if they're the pickup person, maybe they can work 7 to 4. Remote options. Often work in business where the person might be able to remote in and do their work from home. So I just think really finding out what type of flexibility the working mom's looking for is key. But I think as a working mom, I can't assume that my boss knows what I need. It's my responsibility to tell them what I need to be successful as a mom and as a professional, and for us to come up with some solutions that make sense for the business and for my family.
Outstanding. You know, I can say from personal experience in a job that I had, I worked hard. I gave it my all, buzzer to buzzer. But then there was a certain amount of guilt when my child was old enough to play T-ball. And I wanted to be the T-ball coach, which meant I had to leave around 5:15. And I got in the morning at 6:45 a.m. And at 5:15, when I left, there was this guilt that I felt because I am coaching my son's baseball team. I felt the guilt then, but I'll tell you what, I'd feel more guilty now if I didn't leave at 5:15 to go coach my son's team. Do you have kids that play sports by any chance?
I do. My son, Caleb, he's 10, and he is a soccer player. And his practice is at 5 o'clock, 2 days a week, and that would be during my normal business day. And so I definitely feel guilt. So I pick and choose the things that are most important to my son. And I ask him, would you like me to take you to practice, or would you like me to be at the game? And so we kind of talk about what's going on in the day. And as a family, we work through who's doing what. And so I think it's just something that you can't avoid. You want to be there for everything, but there are ways to achieve what you're looking to achieve with the time that you have. You just have to be a good communicator at home and at work.
Got it. And in a scenario where we say, let's give the workforce moms, and let's be fair, there's workforce dads too that also
Absolutely.
Need that flexibility. Mm-hmm. Is it important if you let somebody leave a little bit early, maybe at 4 or 4:15 to take care of something, and you show them flexibility, do you also kind of say, well, you have to come in early 2 other days to make sure that you meet the essential functions of your job? Or do you also make flexibility available to others as well? It's a tough scenario, and sometimes it's a catch-22.
Yeah. Well, I think every employee is an individual, and so you have to look at it that way. We're all people, and we all have things going on in our lives, whether you know about it or not. So I think that that's the best way to assess the needs of each individual. As far as a working mom and offering flexibility, if my employer is aligning with my family, I'm really aligned with them. So yeah. That loyalty is there, and you find a way to get the job done. And that's really, at the end of the day, what the employer is looking for. They want the work done, and they want it done at the quality level that it needs to be and within the time frame that it needs to be. And if the employee can achieve those two things, it really didn't matter that they left at 4:15.
Great. That is good. What else would you tell working moms out there?
I would say that being a good communicator about what your needs are to your employer is important. And I think that also making sure that your children are heavily involved in the discussions of what's going on has just really been beneficial. So I would really suggest that it's a bigger discussion than just with the mom. It's the mom and the employer. It's the mom and the kids. It's the mom and the dad in the scenario. It's the grandmother. So just really, enriching your children's lives with as many people that are able to be there and support them is important. And I think that that's something that's been really helpful, is having that bigger network, neighbors. So just really leveraging all the resources that are available to you. And if you don't cook the dinner and you get the takeout, the kids will survive. It's okay. So letting go of this expectation of, being perfect.
If I asked your kids, what does mommy do? What kind of response would I get?
It's interesting that you asked that question, because my son's kindergarten teacher asked him that question, and he told his teacher that I was a taxi driver. And the reason he said that, I was like, I'm taxiing around. I'm taking, kids here, there, going all these different places. So I tell my son that I help get people jobs. And so it's not as cool as like what his dad does. His dad's an engineer, so that's a little bit more interesting for him because of his interest. But he would tell you that I help people get jobs.
Okay. Well, that's outstanding.
And I do.
Yeah, and you do.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your professional. We talked about your work as a mom. Tell us a little bit about your job.
So as you mentioned, I work for S&I Companies, and I oversee the Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, St. Pete area. And I work with a team of professionals that specialize in accounting, finance, IT, operational staffing, contract and direct hire placements. And we find talent in the local markets that we serve, and we create professional marriages for our clients.
Outstanding. If someone wants to reach S&I Companies here in Jacksonville, how can they do that?
So you can contact our local office at 904-713-2550.
Okay. And what if they would like to apply for a job or see any of the open positions that you have in this area?
So you can go to snicompanies.com and access any of our specialized brands, and they'll have a listing of all of the current openings that are available, and you can apply directly. And if you have additional questions, you can certainly reach out to the local office and ask to speak with one of our recruiters.
Outstanding. Brandy, I want to thank you. I think you've touched on a lot of things. It's going to the information that you provide is going to help a lot of working moms, working dads too, and also employers to understand some of the challenges that we all face. So thank you very much for being here, Brandy.
My pleasure.
All right, and a huge congratulations to David Soulsby from our Jacksonville S&I technology team at S&I Companies for earning our monthly Pete Langlois Rockstar Sales Award. Woo-hoo, David! David personally helps 7 technology candidates find their direct hire roles in the Jacksonville market in April, totaling $581,000 in salaries. If you're looking to make a technology hire, or you're a mid to high level technology professional looking to make a career move, I highly recommend partnering with David Soulsby. David's legit. Nice job, Soulsby. Let me ask you, there's a lot of recruiters out there. There's not a whole lot of recruiters making 7 technology placements in a month. What's your secret sauce?
Well, first off, thank you for the award, your namesake award. I feel honored to receive that, of course, and of course feel fortunate to work for a company that allows me to have that kind of success. As for a secret sauce, I mean, I don't know that there's anything secret about what I do. It's maybe just something as simple as trying to do, treat other people how you'd want to be treated, following up with people, just the standard, do what you say kind of stuff, and treat people, like I said, the way you'd want to be treated.
Not to interrupt, but I got into this profession because I like to help people. I always like to help people. And you think about recruiting in general, you help people a lot. Sometimes when they're at a vulnerable spot in their careers, they need a job. Other folks are just looking for that next step. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to get closer to home, or they want better benefits or a career track. You go through the basic stuff about treating people the right way. Mm-hmm. But I know you get into their heads a little bit to find out what motivates them, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Anyone that we're trying to help out, we're certainly going to sit down and thoroughly chat with them about, where they want to go in their career. Like things like you're saying, is something as simple as closer to home or better benefits, up to the next step in their career path or whatever it may be. So, yeah, we absolutely would sit down and thoroughly discuss, their hopes and aspirations before we try to place them, anywhere.
$581,000 in salary is a lot for 7 people. I mean, obviously, you're doing the right thing here. You're doing a great job. What's hot in technology right now?
Yeah, here in the Jacksonville market, certainly, it's still .NET developers. See tons of those. We see, I recruit a lot in the SQL BI database space. We're seeing more data science roles, still plenty of infrastructure positions. I'm getting some that are even on the digital marketing side of things. So really just, a healthy mix of that stuff. But, still the developers are going to be the bread and butter for us.
Can you talk techie?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've heard you. Yeah. You know your stuff. So let me ask you this. Let's pretend I'm half my age, or maybe a lot less than that. I'm a teenager in my 20s, considering a career in technology.
Sure.
What do you tell me?
Well, first off, I would say, if you're looking entry level type person, is what you're saying, to get started.
Maybe career pathing. Okay. You can you want to pick up some skills. I'm career pathing. I'm thinking about a career in technology. Mm-hmm. What's some advice you give someone that's early in their career?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, obviously, first off, figure out which track you want to go down, whether you're going to be, on the infrastructure side of things, application dev side of things, project management, whatever it may be, business analysis, any number of things. Get in with a solid company, and career longevity in one position still means a lot. In our day and age, we certainly have more jumping around than we probably did in the past, but I think a lot of employers still respect the ones who's worked their way up through one particular company on that end. Find good mentors to learn from. So many things you can do on your own time outside of work to improve your skills and that sort of stuff.
Are certifications important?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If I'm looking, thing about how many seconds does someone scan a resume? Typically, not just us on our end. We'd spend a little more time, but say it's an HR recruiter looking at it. They may spend 7 or 8 seconds looking at a resume. So if they see, a certification on there, that may grab their attention and get you another look kind of thing. So yeah, I think certifications are certainly important outside of just the marketability. You're going to be crafting, honing your craft.
Do you know what? One thing that I tell folks that are looking to go down a career path in technology, sometimes the higher up you go, the further away from the actual technology you are. You get into managing people and budgets, et cetera. And sometimes your tech skills can get soft. You know, I also tell folks to understand the business behind the business. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're so siloed into just your technology, but you don't know how it enhances the business, you might become one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
is that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And just in general, being able to interact well with all aspects of the business and not just the tech team. I mean, that goes a long way. I can't tell you how many times we've had clients that, he knew his tech stuff, but he couldn't talk to anyone else kind of thing. You know,
we used to call those mushroom coders, right? You go down, you keep them in the dark, keep them by themselves, and they work well, but don't put them, that person talks better to machines than he does people, right?
And while there are still places for those types of candidates, obviously, the more well-rounded skills are going to get you further. So
good. All right, David, listen, you're doing a fantastic job at SNI Technology. If anybody wants to reach out to you, and to work directly with you to get placed, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. They can certainly call the office, which is 904-713-2550. They can find me on LinkedIn. Obviously, all us recruiters are on LinkedIn. My last name is spelled Solesbee. It's like the soles of your feet and a bee that buzzes. So David Soulsby. Look me up on there. They can email me. All my contact information is on LinkedIn, though. So that would probably be one of the quickest ways they could get
okay.
in touch with me.
Outstanding. Congratulations again. And David, thank you for coming by today.
Thanks so much, Pete.
All right, that's about all the time we have for today. I want to thank my special guests, Lori Day, Brandy Kirby, and even David Soulsby. Guys, if you're looking for a job, I want to remind you to send your resumes to me by emailing pete@petethejobguy.com. Be sure to add in the subject line the type of job you're looking for, whether it's accounting, technology, banking, whatever it is, put it right there in the subject line. I'll make sure it gets routed to the proper person, and that person may even be me. If you're an employer in town and you want me to help you find talent, you can reach out to me at PeteTheJobGuy.com or call me at my office at SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. Anytime you call the office, you need talent, you need career advice, you always tell them Pete the Job Guy sent you, and you'll get that extra special white glove treatment. I invite everybody to visit our PeteTheJobGuy.com website. We'll have podcasts and rebroadcasts of this this show today. If you want to listen to it again, I'd invite you to do that. That's all the time we have. Thank you, all you hard workers out there. And we'll see you next week.